Did you know you can also go online to our website, WCNO.com, and you can give online with a pledge or a one-time gift, or you might even set it up for a reoccurring monthly payment. You can do that online at our website, WCNO.com. So give us a call here again, just to let you know, we're at $113,387. That's what's been raised. We're on the downhill side of the mountain, so let's get it rolling. $81,613 to go. We're just trying to reach that next $1,000 level as quickly as possible. We don't have a lot of time left this week to do our fundraising, and so we're trusting that if you're hearing this today, that you will call that number once again, those phone numbers.
The toll-free number, 888-221-8990, and local 772-221-1100.
Here's Jason Bumgardner and The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Your outer world is always dictated by your inner world. Your outer man is always dictated by your inner man. by the life of the Spirit that's on the inside of you. In other words, you can take somebody full of faith, full of promise, full of potential of the Lord, drop them in the most adverse situation of their life, and come back a year later and it's all turned around for the good and everything's happening. Favor's been displayed. Abundant life's been displayed. Everything that would look bad is looking good. On the other hand, you can take somebody that's a mess in their mind. They don't know how to think, don't know how to worship, don't know how to talk, don't know how to act. They got everything down on their own luck. Think everybody's out to get them. You can drop them in the best opportunity of their lifetime and give them every tool they need to make it, but come back a year later and they're in the middle of the biggest mess. They're in debt, washed out, bankrupt, and don't know why they got there, because it's an inside job. Come on, amen. They're not living by what's in them, they're living by what's around them. Is this okay? I'm telling you, there's some people in here tonight, there's more in you than you ever realized was on the inside of you before. You've been living out here, and everything in your life's been dictated by out here. But God said, no, you got it all wrong. Everything in your life is dictated by what's in here on the inside. Amen. You got to get a hold of the revealed truth that is on the inside of your spirit and realize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Everything that God is in me can overcome everything else in the world. Every fear, every trial, every doubt, every insecurity, every rejection, every failure. If it's God in me, then I can overcome everything around me. Don't matter what they say, don't matter what you say, don't matter what it said. It cannot dictate my life, because my life is dictated by what's living on the inside of me. Do you believe that tonight? Come on, I wonder if I got anybody that believes it tonight. Come on, somebody shout, he's greater. He's greater than your death. He's greater than your problem. Come on. He's greater than your fear. He's greater than the lie that's been told about you. He's greater than your past. He's greater than your failure. Somebody shout, he's greater. He's greater. My God is greater. He's greater than everything that's going on around me. That's good news. Come on, somebody shout, that's good news. I'm here to tell you tonight, if God says I can, then guess what? I can. I can do it, amen? If God says I can own it, then guess what? I can own it. If God says I can do it, I can do it. If God says I can go there, then you better know I'm going to go there. If God told me not to go there, then I'm not going to go there, amen? If God says it, that settles it. He's God. He lives on the inside of me. And if God said it, that must mean that it can be done, or he wouldn't be saying it in the first place, because he's God all by himself. I wish somebody would help me tonight. I can. I can. Some of you need to open up a can of I can. Hallelujah. Because what determines my life is based on what's happening inside of me, not around me. Now listen, watch this. Don't miss this, because we're going somewhere tonight. Healing becomes part of my spirit first. Then it shows up in my body. Prosperity becomes part of my spirit first. It shows up in my spirit first, then it shows up in my bank account. Come on, is everybody okay? How many know if you find somebody that does not have a prosperous spirit, it doesn't matter how much money you give them, they always going to be broke? That's why when poor people win the lottery, 5 years later they broke. Because what happens in your life begins on the inside. The spirit of the man, the lamp of the Lord. The spirit of a man, the lamp of the Lord. The spirit of a man, the lamp of the Lord. If we could put that in modern English, what it really means is this. It's like when you go on the internet and you find some material you want, and you just say, you know what, I'm going to download that. I want that. How many of we just grab stuff off the internet today? People back in the 80s don't know what the heck is going on today. If you want something, you just go get it off the internet. You download it. Amen. I mean, all that information is out there just floating around through space. It's everywhere. It's just out there. You log in, you say, that's what I want right there. I want to copy that article. I want to copy that picture. You hit download. Isn't that right? And then you download it. It comes into your hard drive. It shows up on your screen. Then you can hit the little print thing and print it out, and you got it on paper. Isn't that how that works? Amen. Let me tell you how that works in the kingdom. You want to hear this? All the promises of God in the spiritual atmosphere, they're just out there. The promises of God for your life are floating out there right now in the spiritual realm. They're hanging out there waiting on somebody to grab it by faith and download it. Come on, amen. Anyway, no, somebody say, I'll take that right there. That's my promise. I believe that word right there. That's real in my life right there. I'll take that. Oh, my God, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm grabbing a hold of that one, too. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm the head and not the tail. I can do all things. Every tongue that rises up against me, I'll condemn it. Come on, somebody. I'll grab that right. I need that right there. That's part of my life right. And you download it. And watch this. You don't download it to your mind. And you don't even download it to your feelings. That's why when you hear somebody say, well, I just felt God all over me. I went to church and I felt God all over me. How many of that could just be the AC clicking on? Because it ain't by how you feel. It ain't by what you think. I got goosebumps. Pastor prayed for me. I got goosebumps on my goosebumps. That's because you're cold. Because listen to me, if you ain't feeling it on Tuesday like you were feeling it on Sunday, then how many even know when your feelings are gone, you don't know whether to believe it anymore or not? When you don't feel it anymore, it's easy for the devil to come in and say, oh, that wasn't real. That pastor pushed you down. You didn't fall down. But how many of you know tonight when you download it in your spirit and it gets on the inside of you, and on Thursday when all hell's breaking loose and somebody's all up in your face telling you why you didn't get it right and it's breaking loose on your life, you can stand up in your office and say, you know what, I'm going to bless the Lord with all my heart. I'm going to give him praise in the midst of this. There ain't no devil can steal my joy. Ain't no pain can take me out. The joy of the Lord is my strength. God's word is true. He ain't a man that he should lie nor repent. And you download it into your spirit. Everybody say spirit. But listen, what you download into your spirit, you have to process through your soul. See, that's where everybody breaks down. Your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. And if you want to manifest it out in your world, what's been downloaded in your spirit cannot manifest out in your world until it's been processed through your soul. So what you do with your soul matters. Most of us don't have a problem with the downloading part. It's the processing it through our soul that messes us all up, that causes us to get bound up. And here's why. Because we have not learned to think on the level that we've been anointed. Because we've not learned to think on the level where we were created. If I don't think on the level where I've been created, or I don't think on the level where I've been anointed, then God's going to deposit things in my spirit that my mind and my attitude will lock up, and I'll never get it out of me and make it a reality in my world. And it won't be because there's a great big devil. I know we like to blame the devil for everything, but listen, he just is not that smart. He has a 3-point process he's been doing for 6,000 years. He lives by those same 3 rules. And they all are deceive, deceive, deceive. Come on, amen. So how do we do it? I have to renew my mind. I got to renew my mind. There are things in my life and there are things in your life that God wants to manifest in you today. But I've got to learn how to renew my mind if it's going to become a reality in my world. The world that I live in. Amen? How many of you know any revelation you get and it does not manifest in your life really just becomes a missed opportunity? Because opportunities are happening all the time for us. Opportunities come every day. Some are great big opportunities, some are little opportunities, but they're opportunities for us to be developed. They're opportunities for us to grow. They're opportunities for us to engage our reality where we're going. Linda Ravenhill said this. He said, the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of the opportunity, because one opportunity that comes will never come again. You might have a similar opportunity present itself to you, but if you don't seize the opportunity when the opportunity comes, that opportunity will pass you by. But there's good news. God just keeps on sending opportunities for you. Come on, amen. Is that okay? So really what happens is it just becomes a missed opportunity. Any revelation that I get that does not manifest in my life is just a missed opportunity. So I have an opportunity tonight to get new revelation. that I can engage in my life that will elevate me to a place of transformation, so when I leave this place, I ain't like I was when I came in. And really, that's what we come here for, to be equipped. Is this okay? Everybody still with me? So I don't like missing opportunities. I'm a little OCD like that. I like to get all I can get. Every opportunity God has for me, I kind of want it. I spent a lot of years missing, letting them go by, whatever. I want every opportunity he's sending me my way, amen? So what does that mean? It means that God doesn't just give you a revelation just so you can go around telling everybody, I have a lot of revelation. God don't give you revelation so you can just go around saying, I know a whole lot of things. I know a lot of things. I'm a man of revelation. Matter of fact, a lot of us have been logging in and downloading things and never using it. We download a lot of stuff we heard the preacher man say, and we download a lot of things we heard grandmama say, but we never use them. Matter of fact, they're right there and we ignore them. And we continue to make bad choices. Is this helping anybody? Is y'all okay? You know what? In this room tonight, there's no lack of information. There's no lack of information anywhere. Most people in here know a little bit about everything. Because we got Google. Anything you ever want to know, you can find it online. You don't have to go to a garage anymore if you got tools. You can watch a YouTube instructional video step by step how to tear a motor down and put it back together and become your own expert. They'll walk, you put your little headphones on and hit the thing, get out of there with a wrench. Turn it four times. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the transmission will fall out. Boom. And everybody's an expert. Come on, amen. That ain't a problem. It's the next stage of transformation to manifest what it is that we've been thinking in our life that most people struggle with. How do we make it manifest? So what happens is heaven downloads this into my spirit, and when it gets into my spirit, I begin to process it through my mind. So everything that's important to my world has to be filtered through my mind, and if my mind ain't right, my world ain't right. Because God can put some good things downloaded into me, but when it comes through my mind and comes out the other stuff, what God intended for good sometimes becomes very ugly. And it can happen like that. It can happen like that. I'm at the altar praying, oh, I'm going to love everybody. I just love people. I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. 5 minutes after church, you get cut off at Edwards Road and 25th. Who in the heck do you think you are? Went right out the window because it was processed through the mind. Don't give up on me. That's why 3 John 2 says this. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Watch this. Now, don't miss this. Even as your soul prospers. He said, above all things that you prosper and be in health. In other words, you can't be healthy and you can't prosper unless your soul is prospering. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. You don't have no prosperity in your health and you don't have no prosperity in your wallet if you're messed up in the head. The soul has got to prosper by what's been downloaded into your spirit. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like money and I like to be healthy. I want everything that God has for my life being downloaded into me to manifest into my world. Come on, amen. That's why we have thousands and thousands and thousands of people that show up for church every Sunday morning, and they have spirit prosperity, but they live in soul poverty. Come on now. And this is what happens. Our spirit will grab things from the spiritual realm. How many know your spirit is not bound by time or space? So my spirit, the Bible says this in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he put eternity in our heart. God put eternity in our heart. So our spirit is actually existing in the eternal realm. Your body's not. All you got to do is look in a mirror. You can figure that out pretty quick. Unless you're under 18 years old, then it's just getting better and better every day. I miss them days. So our spirit is in an eternal realm. I grab things in the spiritual realm. That's why you can walk into a room sometimes and nobody ain't even got to say anything. You walk right into a room and pick up a bad vibe. You ever do that? You walk into a room and you feel like you just stepped into something. Let me just get them. You ever had that? Some of you might have been the people that were in the room causing the vibe. And in your and in your mind, you say this: I shouldn't be here right now. I need to get up on out of this place. I got to go. Let me tell you, when I was out in the world, I knew there were some places I did not need to be. There were many times in my life I would walk into a room and go, in my mind, I do not need to be in here right now. And I just walk right on in and sit down. Can anybody identify with that? Come on, amen. And watch this. Nobody has to communicate that to you. Nobody has to tell you you shouldn't be here right now. You know what? Your spirit picked up things in the spiritual atmosphere that were happening around you. And that was a spirit thing. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, what you don't realize is your spirit is like a big old antenna. Everywhere you go, your spirit is picking up things. You have to learn how to discern what that is, or even if you want to hear it or not. Most of the time in life, we just shut it off because we get tired of hearing it. We want to ignore it for the momentary thrill. Come on, amen. Sometimes we're not aware of it, but it's there. Amen. How many of you know the spiritual atmosphere is active right now in this house? It's active right now in this place. How many know floating through this room right now is MTV, Fox News, CNN, NBC, CBS. It's all floating through here right now. What time is it? It's all in this room right now. You say, well, I don't see any of that stuff. No, but all the waves are in here floating in this room right now. Everything's in this room right now. Everything, all the waves, all your cell phone information is floating, all your location service floating around in here. The CIA's in here, they're going, yeah, they're at Truth Church, and they're at Truth Church, they're at Truth Church. They're reading your stuff right now. Does that make you a little paranoid? You better turn your location services off. But the truth is if you wanted to see what was going on CNN, all you have to do is tune your antenna into it. Yep. If you got Xfinity, you can just pull your cell phone out and go right to TV on go and hit CNN. It'll pop right up and you can see Donald Trump yelling at everybody. They tell me not to be political. I can't help it. So you just got to tune in or tune out.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
And that's the Revealing Truth with Reverend Jason Bumgardner at Truth Church there in Fort Pierce. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. Listen, our phone lines have been a little quiet here over the last little bit, but that's all right. Everybody needs a rest now and then, don't they? All right. Well, after a little rest, we need to get up and get at it again. The siesta time is over. And we need to get to working on moving our totals a little closer to where we need to be. We're at $113,387. Ooh, sometimes I get so excited I forget what I'm doing and where I'm at. $113,387. Let me say that again. This is where we are. This is what we've accomplished so far. $113,387 has been raised in support of the ministry of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right here at WCNO. And I think that's crazy. That's great. Okay, I'm trying to do about three things all at one time here. You know, I would not have had a successful career as a juggler. It would not have happened.
Same for me.
Huh?
Same for me.
Trying to juggle all this stuff at the same time. But anyway, phone lines are open. Trying to get settled in here. We've been doing a lot of work here in that little bit of time that we had, getting some programming of computers redone. We are